So finding a comfortable position, either sitting, standing, or lying down, that allows you to be both relaxed and alert at the same time. And let the eyes close down gently, or keep them cast down as you prefer. And take a moment to ground yourself in your body and on the earth, feeling the points of contact between your body and your support. If you're sitting or standing, feeling your feet flat on the ground. If you are lying or sitting, feeling your back against your support, your buttocks and thighs spreading against your support, the back of your head resting on your support. If you like, you can imagine that you have roots growing from the soles of your feet, deep down into the earth. Long, strong roots to ground you and nourish you. Connecting with a sense of strength and stability right now. Taking in the sense of support and solidity from the earth. And now letting the breath deepen, taking a long, slow inhale, filling the lungs fully, and a long, slow exhale, releasing the air slowly, letting go of tensions on the exhale. And again, a deep breath in, energizing. And a long, slow out breath, releasing, letting go. And one more, in deeply, and out deeply. In your own time, letting the breath return to its own natural rhythm and keeping the attention on the movement of the breath through the body, resting with the breath. And if the breath doesn't work for you today, you might like to rest your attention on another anchor, for example, the sensations in your hands, or the sounds around you. Noticing how you are feeling right now. Not trying to change anything. Simply noticing what's here and present for you in this moment. And from this grounded place, take your time to notice if there's any areas in your life right now that are causing you stress. On a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of intensity, see if you can choose something on the lower end of that scale. Something that is stressful but not dysregulating or overwhelming in any way. Maybe you are experiencing stress at work or at home, or you're having a relationship problem or a health issue maybe. So once you've found the situation you would like to work with today, getting in touch with it, picturing it in your mind's eye. What's going on? What happened? Or what might happen? Who said what? And what's happening for you in this difficult situation? And now bring in the three components of self-compassion to this difficult situation. Start by bringing your mindful awareness to the fact that suffering is present right now. You might like to whisper mentally, "This is a moment of suffering," or "I'm really struggling here," or "This is really hard right now," or any other phrase that resonates for you. Recognizing and naming the painful emotions that are present with this difficulty. Maybe sadness, anger, shame, grief or fear even. Not trying to push it away or fix anything. Not judging yourself for it. Simply recognizing that it is a moment of suffering and making space for it as best you can. Maybe whispering silently, "This belongs," or a simple yes to these feelings that are present. Remember that at any time, if you find yourself getting overwhelmed, you are welcome to pause the practice, open your eyes to remind yourself of where you are, take a few deeper breaths, listen to the sounds around you until you feel balanced again. And now, as you feel ready, remembering our common humanity, the fact that suffering is a normal part of life. You might like to whisper mentally, "Many people go through similar situations," or "It's normal to feel this way in that situation," or "Suffering is a part of being human," or any other phrase that resonates for you. And notice what happens when within you, when you bring it to your attention the fact that you are not alone to suffer, that others experience similar hardships. You might notice some inner softening, maybe a sense of connection and belonging. And finally, in your own time, you might ask yourself, "What do I need right now to express kindness to myself?" Sensing inwards and offering kindness to yourself in any way that feels right to you. You might like to place your hands on your heart or any part of your body that feels soothing and comforting. Feeling the warmth of your hands, the gentle touch, letting the feelings of care and love stream through your fingers. And you might whisper some caring words to yourself, using the same words you would use with a good friend in difficulty. For example, I'm here and I care. Or you're doing the best you can. Or I see your struggle and your courage in this situation. Or this is hard right now and I'm showing up for this. Or any other phrase that resonates with you. And you can even try using a diminutive or calling yourself by your first name. Anything that lets you express your deep care for your own suffering. And now, gently letting go of the practice and noticing how your body feels in this moment. Allowing any sensations to be just as they are and allowing yourself to be just as you are in this moment. Take a moment to reflect on how this practice has impacted you, without looking for anything special. Simply acknowledge that little by little you are exercising your self-compassion muscle and that with practice it will get stronger. In your own time, letting the breath deepen, noticing the points of contact with your seat or support, and the energy of the earth beneath you, grounding you. Starting to move the body in any way that feels right to you, and as you feel ready, opening your eyes if they were closed and reconnecting with your surroundings.